If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 23. And this is a perfect entrance to this little subject I'm going to talk about. I'll let my little light shine, man. Saw a sign, told Walter about it, Thanksgiving. It says, "Hey, Christian, relax in Christ." And I looked at Walter, I said, "That's because he's awesome." I remember something about rest in Christ. I don't remember being told to relax, but anyway. Matthew chapter 23, I want to begin reading in verse 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. And I'm just going to stop right there, because basically all I'm going to talk about is the 13th verse when I get to it. Walter and I did discuss this for a minute or two on Thanksgiving. We was out on the porch at Roy and Linda's. There is a reason that I make fun of religion and religious people and religious practices. And I do have scripture for it. I know it's there. It's in 1 Kings 18. It's the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal.
Yeah.
And basically, the people of Israel had left the worship of the Lord. Ahab was king. His wife was Jezebel. And they had led Israel into Baal worship. Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, except for the 150 that Obadiah had hid in a cave and was feeding them bread and water. Elijah challenged Ahab to bring the prophets of Baal to Mount Carmel, and Ahab would find out who is God. This is 1 Kings 18:26 through 29. This is talking about the prophets of Baal. It says, "And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even till noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he's a god, neither he's talking, or he's pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, and there was neither voice, nor any answer, nor any that regarded." Elijah mocked them. Rightfully so. This is one of my favorite scriptures in a way, because I wonder sometimes if you hadn't gone a little further, Elijah should have given him a knife and said, "Here, use mine." But, if we'd had a gun or something, "I can shoot you if that'll make you happy." But Elijah did make fun of them, their actions and their religion. Mm-hmm. Elijah mocked them because they deserved to be mocked. These were the prophets of Baal leading the Israelites astray. I am not Elijah, but I am his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's my brother. I reserve the right to mock any and all who will try to lead astray the people of God. There are those who would, if it were possible, deceive the very elect. Fun of them and make myself laugh, I'd get mad and stay mad. And that's not really conducive to me, okay? That's not good for me, I don't think. I will admit sometimes I do get mad, and sometimes I get depressed or sad or whatever, because sometimes it is just a sad thing. Walter has a habit when he calls me of asking if I'm running the soul winning school. So I called him the other day and I asked him if he wanted a subscription to the Watchtower. He said no, he did. So, you know. Well, actually he said if I'd pay him money, he'd read it, but... Anyway, but it's more in tune with my personality sometimes to see the amusing side of nonsense that people will say and people will do in the name of religion. I like mocking them. The reason why is because of what Christ said here in verse 13 of Matthew 23. What these religious people do here is bad. And it's actually dumb. The bad part is that they won't let anyone else enter the kingdom of God if they've got anything to say about it. The dumb thing is they won't even go in themselves. That's pretty ignorant. I'm sorry. I mean, that's pretty ignorant. You won't even go in. Neither go in, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. I'm not going so nobody else can either. That's pretty much a dumb attitude. There are those, and we have found this out, who know the truth, at least some of it. And they know these things that we preach and proclaim are in the Bible. And they may even know or believe that they're true, but they won't preach them. And they won't preach them because their people, not God's people, but their people, won't have it. Their people would rebel against the truth of God as revealed in Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. It's been known to happen. Some may be scared of what the truth will do, as in split the church. And some may just be greedy. There's more money in other stuff. A lot more. And they know free will and works religion will get them a bigger following. And more money.
Yep.
So I have decided that I will continue to make fun of living Christmas trees, contemporary services, puppet ministries, and any other nonsense that they'll put on a sign to advertise their ignorance, if you know the truth. Because if you know the truth, that's what they're doing. And when I make fun of the nonsense of religion, I always do try to make or to relate in some way, if I can, a little bit of the truth that it's lying about. Mm-hmm. Or that nonsense is trying to deny. Because what they're trying to deny is Christ is all.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Our Heavenly Father, again, we are thankful to be